We're in Simen Reish Samach Vav. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing from Zayin through Tes. We're dealing with a case of someone who's walking, carrying his money before Shabbos, and then it becomes Shabbos and he's still on the road. Im ein imo shum echod mikol elu. What happens if he does not have cheresh shot of a cotton, an animal or a non-Jew? So what does he do? Yitaltalenu pochas pochas me'ar ba'amis. What he does is he carries it fewer than four amos and stops. That way his carrying is only usur midrabbanan, and Chazal were matir it b'makom hefsid gadol, because we're afraid that that in order not to lose the money, he'll actually go on carrying it and be over d'oraisa. V'dafka kiso o mitziya shabali yado. That's only his wallet or something that he's already found. Avalim lo bali yado lo. Something that he found on Shabbos itself that's not considered his yet. So it's not a matter of hefsid. He's not losing anything. It's just something that he's not getting. Now, what's wrong with pachas pachas me'ar ba'amis to begin with? It's an issur d'rabbanan because we're afraid that he's going to carry it more than that. And therefore, if you have someone else to carry it, all of the cases that we had up until now, they take precedence over carrying it pachas pachas. Now, in the case of a Carmelist or Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, there, Pachas Pachas Ma'ar Ba'amis isn't going to help you. The whole heter of Pachas Ma'ar Ba'amis is when the Isser of carrying is the Ar Ba'amis Rishus HaRabim. Carrying Mershus Lushus is also, even if it's fewer than four Amis. So what do you do there? So there what you do is you do a Hanocha Kelachar Yad. Now, what does that mean? You let it drop from your shoulder or something. Similarly, let's say a hanacha was made outside. Now you want to carry it into the house. So what you do is you're allowed to bring it in and drop it, kelachar yad. The Taz here brings up the issue of people that for a bris will carry the child in a place where there's no air of pachas pachas me'ar ba'amis. And he says that you should not do that. Instead, you should have a non-Jew bringing the child. And the Magen Avraham says that you can't even do that. Do the bris at home. Who says that you've got to do it in shul? Now, back to pachas pachas ma'ar ba'amis. What do? You have to stop in between. The stopping has to be the rest. If you're stopping simply to adjust what you're carrying, that's not considered stopping. It's as if you keep walking. So it's got to be that you're stopping to rest, and there it counts. Some say that you actually have to sit down in between, or at least put the object down on the ground in between. This way we won't be choshish that you'll really end up doing malacha on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's a better thing to do is to have two people carrying it together, a shnayim sha'asu, which means, how do you do that? Not really. You have one person do pachas me'ar ba'amis, then you have a second person do pachas me'ar ba'amis, then the first person does pachas, and then the second one. This way, nobody is really carrying it after himself. He's always having someone else being mafsikit. In fact, the Bir Halacha says that in that manner, it's so mutter that it's mutter even in a mitziah that you didn't find before Shabbos. Unless it's muktzah, of course. Sivches. Yesh omen didavka mishech shecho baderech sheyosover shadayin yeshahus bayom. Some say that all the heterim that Chazal gave were only when you were an accident. You left yourself ample time. And now it just for some reason you ran late. Aval mishi yotzei mibeisu samach l'chashecha, someone who left the house just before dark. V'shachach v'hosei rishus harabim lo hitiru lo b'shum echad me'adrachim ha'elu. Chazal, we're not matir that. Means only if it was an accident. But if you left just before Shabbos and you realize you were taking a chance, that's not enough to be makel with having all of these different people or animals carry for you. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Eliyahu Rabba, who brings the Rashba, who argues and says that even if it's a pshia, it works. And the Eliyahu Rabba says you can rely on him. Sif Tesna. Higia l'chotzer achitzona ha-mishtameres. When you get to your outer courtyard, which is mishtamer, it's guarded. Notol me'al ha-chamor kelim ha-nitolim. You're allowed to take from the donkey the things that carry, the things that are not mukta. Those you're allowed to take. The things that are, that means the animal keeps walking. You just pull off the things that are not mukta. Things that are mukta, Matir sachavolim vasakim noflim. You untie them and let them fall down. Vim hoisa tuna klischuchis. Sha'osu l'taltalam. Kagon. Shem kosa shal makize dam shem ruim b'shavas l'klum. V'ishen ma'usim. The case would be, over here we're talking about the glasses of the blood letters. This would apply to any kind of object that's used for malacha and you wouldn't use it for anything else. Vim yiplu la'aretz yishperu. Maniach tachteyem karim uksasis. So in order to prevent them from breaking, you're allowed to put blankets on the floor, that when they fall, they won't break. V'davka b'masos k'tanim, shi'ochol l'sham tamitachtein. There's a problem of bitul keli mehechono. What you're doing is, you're being miyachid this blanket for muktzah on Shabbos. Not, we said it was also because of binyan or stira. So the answer is, since these are small objects, you can always roll them from one blanket to another, so you weren't miyachid any of the blankets for them. So it's not bitul keli mehechono. But if they're large and you can't go and pull the blanket off, so there you couldn't put it under it because of bitul kli mehechano. Now, lemaisa, even in the case of small kalim, the Mishtabura comes out that that's only in a case of hefsid meruba. Not only that, but in a case of hefsid meruba where they're large kalim, the Magen Avraham holds that in Hefsid Meruba you can do Bitul Kli Mehechano. The Maskon of the Mishnah Brura seems to be not like this Magen Avraham. In the Bir Halacha, he seems to have found a lot of Rishonim that don't hold this way. They hold that Bitul Kli Mehechano is not Mutar B'Makom Hefsid.